Horius, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. In Perek Aleph, we introduce the concept that's in Parshas Vayikra of the Par Helam Dovashel Tzibur, which means a korban that's being brought not for an Averu being done, but for a Helam Dover, for a Tois and Psak. It's a Tois and Psak of the Sanhedrin Agol, the Bez Nagol of Yerushalayim, and the Averu was done by a good Chelik of Klal Yisrael, so the Chi of Chatos is not on the Averu, as Yechidim, but it's for the Hero, and the Chiv is Mutl on the Bezdin. There's a Korban Chatas, which is what we're more familiar with, which is Alkol Chiyuve Chorus, and a Yochid does the Averu B'Shoigeg, or he makes a wrong Chesh when he thinks something is Mutl, B'Nishvi, he's Chayiv Akizbo Si'ira. The Korban of the Bezdin, of the Parham Dov Shatzib, is something totally different. First of all, besides for the fact that's a Par, Kishmoy, as opposed to a kizba v'seira, the more important chiluk is that it's a different type of carbon. The chilukim are described in Perek Ezu Mekayimim. Yetz Hashem will learn soon the fifth perek in Zvachim. It goes like this: the regular classic carbonus, the avodas adam, is done in the azora. Shchita could be done by azar. Kabbalah halacha v'zrika has to be done ayidei a koyin. But then the dam is put on the mizbeach hachitzoy. The chalokim that are to be burnt, each carbon, kifi its avoido, is put on the mizbech achitzoin in the azorah. Kodesh gadashim is eaten by, the chalokim that are eaten by kahanim in the azorah. And kodeshim kalim could be eaten by Yisraelim within the walls of Yerushalayim. Shoinim mizel legamri is the carbon, the parhelm davashel tzibur, which is what we call a chatos pnimi. Chatos pnimi means that the dam, first of all, the mokum of the dam, that's meratza, that's mechaper. The ritzu is the term we'll use for kapora. When the carbon is chal, the yotzi dek choyvas kapora, we use the term ritzu. The dam is spritzed on the paroiches. When we talk about the paroiches, we're talking about the separation between the kodesh, the heichel, and the kodesh hagadoshim. And then it's also put, the dam is put on the mizbech ha-pnimi, the mizbech ha-zov, which is inside the heichel, which normally only ketores was put on a daily basis. There are certain chatois ha-pnimiois that the dam was spritzed on the mizbech ha-pnimi and on the paroiches. Korbanos of Yom Kippur and the chatos pnimi over here of Par Helam Dover. The bosor was not nisraf on the regular mizbech hanechoshes in the azorah. It was burnt michutz lamachlan, completely separate din. That's the din over here, not only of the parham davashel tzibur, but we're going to introduce a different type of korban, which is called the korban of a kohen mashiach. A kohen mashiach is a kohen, not to be confused with a melech. That's also moshuach. The kohen over here is the kohen, which is nimshach b'shem and amishcho. Times of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shem and HaMishcha. That type of Kohen Gadol did not exist. He's a Kohen Meruba Begodim, but he's not a Kohen Moshiach. But the din of a Kohen Moshiach is that if he does an Avera based on his mistake, he also has a din of Par Helam Dover, not Shol Tzibur, but Par Helam Dover of the Kohen Moshiach. The reason why it's a Helam Dover is because, again, it's not enough for him to do the Avera based on his personal doing an Avera. It has to be based on a mistaken hero. He's on a dargo where he paskins, it's Adam Godel, he paskins Shilas. It's not the Sanhedrin's psak, it's his personal psak for his personal practice. He did it, and he did that very that way. He's chai of this different type of carbon. He has a din of a tzibur. The hero wasn't given out to the public, it wasn't made public. It was his avera based on his mistake. By the way, if he does an avera, like any other yid could do an aver, by accident, he ate a piece of chaylev, then he does not have this din, because the din is only when it's based on a mistaken error. What din does he have? It's mavu in the sugi, he's not in the regular category of chatos. He doesn't bring the regular chatos either. That needs further explanation. Why doesn't he just go back to the din of yochid? Yochid, he's not a yochid doing. He himself is an institution of a tzibur. Interesting, zeh zakosu. That's the halacha of a kohen mashiach. There's another halacha over here in the psukim, and this is the halacha of the chatos hanosi. The Torah in Vayikra, in Dalet Chov Beis, talks about a regular yochid doing an avera, chiyuve chatos or kizba v'seira. The nosi, who in this sense does not refer to a nosi v'shevet, but it refers to a melech,
has the regular din of a chatos, except for the fact that the behema that's brought for his korban is not a kizba se'ira, but a soyer. Look at Rav Hirsch for a fascinating discussion of the symbolic nature. He has a din of a yochid doing an avera, and that's why it has nothing to do with psak, nothing to do with hayro, but his avera has a different dynamic, and therefore his korban is a different korban. That's the summary, the hagdama rather, of what we're going to learn now. Now let's see the inside. Hayre koyin mashiach la'atzme shaykik. We mentioned that a koyin mashiach, his chatos of par helam dover is based on a psak, but it's la'atzme, it's his own psak. He paskin b'shoigeg, v'osa b'shoigeg, then he's mevi par. Shoigeg v'osa b'mezid, if he paskin for himself, but then he didn't have erib b'mezid, or he was matir something which he knew was the wrong psak, v'osa b'shoigeg, and then he did have erib, it happens to be a piece of meat that he would paskin on, but it fell into his hands by accident, potter. L'fisha hoiroas koin mashiach la'atzmoi, Hayroas bezdin l'tzibur. The dynamic of the Hayroas Koyim Mashiach has to come with an element of Ha'elem Dovor on a psak for himself, b'shoigig, and doing the Avera b'shoigig. Mishnah Beis, Hayro b'fnei atzmoi v'osa b'fnei atzmoi. He did the Avera for himself. The Gemara explains, a little bit ambiguous this Mishnah. We're talking about over here where the Sanhedrin HaGadol Taka did paskin b'tois, on a certain piece, a certain cut of chelev, or a certain maisa that's not awesome on Shabbos. But he was not samech on the Sanhedrin psak. He went through the sugya himself and he came out with the same mistake in psak. So since he paskin bifnei atzmoi, v'osa bifnei atzmoi, then miskapale bifnei atzmoi. He's not included in the dynamic of the korban tzibur. He has the same korban helam dover, but on his own. Hoyre ima tzibur. Let's say he was one of the Sanhedrin. He's part of the Sanhedrin. Many times that the Rosh Sanhedrin, the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, one of the members was a Kohen. They were an Ashim Gedolim. V'ase Matzibur, he followed that psak, so then Miskapalei Matzibur. He doesn't have an independent dynamic. He's there as part of the Tzibur. So he's Miskapalei with the Tzibur. She'en bezden chayoven ad she'yeru luvatul miktas ulekai mitzas. The klal, we have this in Perek Aleph, is that they have to keep the mitzvah. They weren't reform. They kept the mitzvah. They got a detail wrong, we explained. The nelam dovor. Dovor is only a prat and not the whole issa. The chen ha-moshiach. The koyin ha-moshiach also has the same mechanism, the same dynamic for being mechuyiv. V'loy b'avoy dezorah is also not chayiv b'avoy dezorah. The same dynamic. The Mishnah is putting down the klolim is also by Hoyre b'miktas, the Osa b'miktas. Now you look at the Rav, the tzushtal over here in the Mishnah between Avodah Zorah and between the din of Shar Averis is only in the sense that it has to be levatul miktas ulekai miktas. The Rav brings the gzer shov that the two dinim are the same. But the whole din of Avodah Zorah is a separate parash and parash shlach. And there's a machloikis tanan that's brought down biyachas how exactly the dinim of Avodah Zorah legabi shigas are places all that by Kohen Mashiach. That we'll have to see in the Mishnayis habo.